Business Brief, the most widely read business magazine in South Africa, brings you the Business Brief interview of the week.
Welcome back to Contemporary Business, and it's my great pleasure to be doing another Business Brief segment here on Contemporary Business. And as you know, Business Brief is the number one online and in printed form read business magazine in South Africa, principally, I think, because of the quality of the thought leadership content in that magazine and the quality of the people who are writing these articles. I'm chatting to Amor Berger-Smit, who's a director at Worksmen Attorneys, and we're talking about an article which she published in the latest edition of Business Brief called Jail Time for Cartel Conduct. Amor, thank you so much for joining me on Contemporary Business.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's get straight to it. Why did you write this article, which is a delicious article, I might add?
You know, the reality is we've been talking about jail time for cartel conduct for such a long time in this country. And, you know, I would actually venture to say since the inception of the Competition Act, and going forwards and backwards, comments have been made as, you know, that there's a great need for jail time for cartel conduct. And eventually in 2016, we moved in that direction with the amendment to the Competition Act. However, we haven't seen anything happening in South Africa to date. Now, at the same time, there are people going to jail in other jurisdictions. And reading about, you know, cases in the UK taking place and the all the price fixing in the financial services sector, I thought it's time that we start to be a bit more aware as to what this means for us in business. And I would venture also then to state that with the amendment bill passed yesterday, and the reference again to criminal activity and prosecutions in the Competition Amendment Bill of 2018, I cannot but assume and suggest that jail time is a real risk for individuals and leaders in our businesses today.
So let's be specific and let's talk about what cartel conduct actually is as a general definition.
Well, as a general definition, cartel conduct centers around the fixing of prices. So competitors specifically, competing companies, competing entities agreeing on a price or agreeing how they will put forward bids in terms of bid rigging that the legislation provides for. And then the whole concept of collusive tendering, the fixing of trading conditions or market division. You know, I will compete in a certain province while my competitor will keep his business focused and his strategy focused on another province in the country. Now, the reality is, if we consider cartel conduct worldwide, it's not a South African concept. Worldwide, cartel conduct is seen as the most harmful activity by businesses and the most harmful anti-competitive conduct that business can engage in. Because the economic theory underlying all of this suggests that if a cartel is active and operating in an economy, inevitably quality of product will come down and prices will go up. So at the end of the day, it's the consumers that will lose, and it comes at a huge cost to the economy.
So you talk about international precedent, and you have a word to it. I was really caught by what you had to say about what happened in the UK, and specifically to Philip Morios and Christian Bitter, where there was collusion on the interest rate benchmark, a key interest rate benchmark, where they were sentenced in the London Criminal Court to more than 13 years in prison for such collusion. So this happened in the UK. In terms of the vote that was taken here in South Africa yesterday to implement, I'd imagine, what are the penalties which are contained in the comparative South Africa piece of legislation?
Well, in a nutshell, you can go to jail for up to 10 years in South Africa for cartel conduct. Now, what we need to remind your listeners of is that we've also got the corruption legislation in place. And that piece of legislation should not be seen in isolation and separate from the Competition Act, because also in the corruption legislation, reference is made to price fixing or collusive tendering principles in that piece of legislation. And in terms of a high court prosecution, you can be jailed for up to 15 years. So this is something that we should not be taking lightly. You know, we all read about our prisons being overpopulated. Now, the reality is, I question whether an executive wants to run the risk to be jailed for an extensive period of time for cartel conduct. I don't think it's worth the risk. And then vigorous competition clearly would seem to be far more attractive than jail time.
For me, what was quite scary about your article, or contained in your article, was how liberally we seem to be implementing things like consent agreements here in South Africa. As I read it, my feeling, my impression is that consent agreements are open to abuse if authorities are not serious about prosecution. What are your thoughts in that regard?
I think there are many ways to criticize and evaluate consent orders as such. You know, we need to remember that signing a consent order saves a lot of resources, both for the Competition Commission, that they don't have to conduct a full prosecution that is time-consuming and resource-intensive. But it is also a mechanism for companies to circumvent the legal fees involved in a prosecution. Again, expensive in terms of time and resources. So I don't think we should read into a consent order necessarily that companies deem themselves to have contravened the Competition Act and is in fact guilty of the allegations in itself. It's often, rather than fight the concept and the prosecution and the matter before the competition tribunal, it is far easier to capitulate and say, but the fine, if I compare the fine that I could face for the conduct with the legal fees I might be exposed to and the undue extensions and uncertainty in terms of a hearing before the competition tribunal, it is easier to close the book and move on. So there are various aspects around consent orders. And as I said, I don't necessarily think that is an indication that there was a hardcore cartel active in a certain industry. And that's the one concept that we often lose sight of. It's one thing to identify an action that might look and feel like cartel conduct, but it is not necessarily a hardcore cartel. And in my view, jail time will only be applicable and should only be applicable in terms of hardcore cartel conduct and not agreement that parties entered into that can or cannot be interpreted as market division or collusive tendering.
Is the context of a finding a criminal finding? In other words, has it been criminalized to the extent that criminal record will run with either the company or the individual?
Well, if an individual is prosecuted, that will take place before the criminal court and will inevitably result in a criminal record.
And in relation to consent agreements?
No, not at all. A consent agreement is part of the process before the competition authority, and that does not result in a criminal record. However, the evidence before the competition tribunal will be used to prosecute the individuals, not the company, the individuals, for cartel behavior criminally.
So if there is a consent agreement, that does not necessarily put pay to the fact that there will or could still be a criminal prosecution thereafter.
Indeed, you're correct. You're 100% correct. And, you know, the amendment legislation that is now going to be law by the end of this year, definitely. And clearly also stipulates that if information and confidential information that the commission relied on during the investigation process up until the conclusion of the matter before the competition tribunal can now be disclosed in terms of a potential criminal offence allegation or prosecution against an individual. So this becomes the whole practice of competition law and antitrust and protecting the legal risks that our clients face in the market is now far more involved than what it used to be. It is not necessarily just to sign a consent order to get the matter resolved and move on. There are so many other moving pieces. It is the inherent conflict between the directors of a company and the company itself. If the company pleads guilty and there's evidence that the competition authorities can prosecute a director criminally, there is a conflict between the director and the company. The director will face the jail fine. He and she will be before the criminal court and will have to defend themselves against a criminal charge sheet that he or she quenched or knew about cartel behavior and didn't do anything about that and can go to jail for that behavior or that they were actively involved in the cartel conduct.
Moore Burger-Smith, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, Director at Worksmen's Attorneys, on the article Jail Time for Cartel Conduct, which is contained in the latest edition of Business Brief. Thank you so much for coming on to chat to me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.